What happens to young people who've spent their childhoods in care? The system is meant to protect them, but its failings are putting some in danger.
The other was a big problem in my life. It was the biggest problem in my life.
At all levels, staff are raising the alarm.
The child protection system is abusive, and that's why our colleagues are struggling.
A glaring lack of resources and children in distress.
There's a risk they will no longer respect the society that didn't protect them.
Maeva is 23. She was 16 when she was placed in care by the ASE, France's child protection system. Time spent in children's homes and with foster families was supposed to protect her, but it damaged her.
I was no longer the child who laughed and wanted to play in the park with my friends. The ASE took a lot from me. It took away my self-confidence.
Mistreated by her mother, Maeva asked to be placed in care. She was sent 600 kilometers away from her home near Lille to La Creuse in central France. She didn't know it then, but she would be among some 60 children placed in a network of unlicensed foster families. The two men who ran it were sentenced last December to several years in prison for multiple acts of violence and undeclared work.
They had run out of space, so they told me to sleep in the caravan. It wasn't furnished. There were cardboard boxes full of random stuff. So the girls and I, we had to clear out the caravan, set up the bed, air the caravan out, because there was an awful smell inside. When I needed the toilet, I went behind the caravan, because at night they closed the house, and I wasn't allowed inside. I wasn't allowed to phone my mother. It was going badly, and I wanted to tell the social worker assigned to my case, but she didn't listen. Because we were children in care with problems, people didn't believe us.
While she was there, Maeva was not in school. After several weeks, she decided to escape.
Bruno came to have a go at me in the caravan because I was talking too much and he wanted to take my phone away. He hit me hard. I fell. So I locked myself in the caravan. I waited a few hours and then I packed a bag and ran away.
This time, Maeva did not ask the ASE system for help. She decided to manage on her own, but it was the start of a downward spiral.
It was a form of self-destruction. Luckily, I woke up after 4 years. Because it often doesn't end well for girls who do that. The ASE was a big problem in my life. It was the biggest problem in my life.
The ASE system is supposed to act immediately if a judge orders for a child to be placed in care. But the reality on the ground is different. In 2023, some 3,300 child protection court orders were not carried out. In Nantes, this family judge says around 30 of her orders remain unenforced at any given time.
This is the file of a young boy who has been entrusted to the ASE for nearly a year, but unfortunately the order has not been carried out. I sometimes feel powerless because orders that I consider protective are not implemented, and if I'm not monitoring every decision I've made, I may not learn this until months or even a year after making the order.
When child protection orders are not carried out, the child stays in a family situation that a judge has deemed abusive and dangerous.
As the children grow up, they develop mistrust in the system that is meant to protect them, but left them in danger. There's a risk that they will no longer respect the society that didn't protect them.
In the vast majority of cases, child protection orders are not carried out due to a lack of space in care homes and foster families. Lawrence has seen the situation worsen since she started working in child protection.
We are the point of reference for a child when they are placed in the child protection system. Because we have great difficulty finding space to accommodate children. Siblings often have to be separated. If this happens, we will be asked to organize sibling time together. But really, they should be living together. When you become a social worker, you don't expect this. 20 years ago, we didn't face this.
Social workers are raising the alarm. Here in the north of France, trade unions are calling for more resources so that staff can better protect children. Olivier, a spokesperson for the Sud trade union and a social worker himself, knows the harsh realities on the ground and the difficulties he and his colleagues face.
I often give the example of a four-year-old who was moved around between 13 places from October 2023 to March 2024. 13. And now, no surprise, he's unable to form attachments. He has problems now, like other children, like peeing and pooing in bed, that he didn't have before he was placed into care. So we have colleagues saying that they do this job to protect children, but they're finding the children are being damaged more than anything else. The child protection system is abusive, and that's why our colleagues are struggling. The child protection system can even be deadly. We have frequent examples across France of young people who have died within the system. There are children being put up in hotels like Little Lily, who committed suicide. The system is not just failing, it's at breaking point. Not because we don't know how to do our jobs, we do know. It's because the system has not been prioritized.
The AZUR child protection system is strained, as are the people who work in it. Maryse has been a foster mum for more than 20 years. She fosters three children at the moment.
The logistics are sometimes complicated because these children need special care, so we have to juggle preparing meals with doctor's appointments and treatments. We live with children who have been traumatized. When you have a child who's hitting the window so hard it could break, you have to intervene before it does. As foster families, we have to handle all of that without the relevant training, so it's a hard job sometimes. Mostly because we don't get a break.
Since 2022, the law provides foster parents with the right to rest. But it's not compulsory, meaning local authorities can choose to apply the legislation or not.
Over the years, they've given us more paperwork, reports to write, responsibilities that don't match our salary or our training. We feel like they're putting more constraints on us, more responsibilities. It's all being offloaded onto foster families.
On the other side of France, in Marseille, Hamza sometimes feels like giving up.
I'm 26 and I'm already tired. I've had enough of fighting for things I shouldn't have to fight for.
In care as a child, Hamza now runs a charity as a volunteer that supports young people leaving the child protection system. He's visiting a young man living in housing that belongs to the charity. William has lived here since the AZUR system asked him to leave the young people's home where he'd been placed.
On my 21st birthday, December the 26th, I was told to leave that very day. It was stressful because we had to move fast. It was difficult.
We have young people who are studying, who are part of society, but unfortunately they don't have anywhere to live because at 21 they're not prepared. We get a call saying, this young person needs to leave by 7 p.m. and it's 10 a.m. Okay, but we don't have a magic wand.
Since 2022, new legislation aims to support young adults leaving the child protection system. But many still end up on the streets. One in four homeless people born in France was in care as a child.
When I speak to young people, I can see there's no difference between what I went through and what they're going through today. Our charity is fighting to get their voices heard and make sure they can be part of society like everyone else. What I suggest is that we discuss your worries and try to come up with some answers.
How do you make the big leap into adult life without family support? Is going to university a possibility when simply surviving is the priority?
Other young people have more options. They can do something else because they have choices and they have mum and dad behind them. I'm stressed because I don't know what I want to do with my life or who I am, so it's complicated.
It's difficult being 21 without guidance, without help. It feels like we've been thrown out onto the streets, and when I think about the fact that I don't have a driver's license, that next year I don't know what I'm going to do, what will become of me, it's very, very frustrating for me.
Despite the obstacles, Alexia and Cynthia are determined. They want to defy the statistics, which show that 70% of young people who leave child protection do so without any qualifications.